Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Zayin, and we're going to begin on Daf Vav Amud Beis, 18 lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda Merav, Haboidik Tzarech Shivatel. We've been discussing the last couple of blat, the requirement for Bedikas Chametz on the night of Erev Pesach, and now our Gemara teaches us that besides Bedika, there's a requirement for Bittel, for nullification of the Chametz. Ask him or my Tama, why does Bittel have to take place in addition to Bedika? Ename Mishum Prurin, because there may be small crumbs that were not caught during the Bedika. Ask the Gemara, Halech Shivi. They're inconsequential. They're not Choshev. And therefore, they should not require Bedika. So, the Rishonim ask, yes, they may not be choshev, they may not be significant, but we know the klal is throughout Shas, chotzi shir, osim and atayra. Even if you have less than this shir, it's osir. So some mefarshim say that chotzi shir is not relevant here. Why is chotzi shir not relevant? Because chotzi shir is only relevant, there's a few ways of explaining this, in something that you eat. Because what's the concept of chatzis shir? Let's say I'm not allowed to eat a kazayis of macholos asuris. So we're concerned if you can eat a chatzis kazayis, you may come to eat another chatzis kazayis. But here, we're not eating, it's just a question of ownership. Or some say it may not be necessarily limited to eating, but at least it's something that there's an action involved. So I may, if I carry out on Shabbos a half a shir, I may come to carry out a whole shir. But here, we're talking about crumbs that have nothing to connect them. And therefore, chatzis shir is not an issue. So, inay mishum purin, if you're going to tell me that the issue is the crumbs, halach shivi, they're insignificant. The chitay makivin the mintal hu agabesi, since they're in my home, and they're protected in the home, because everything in the house is protected, that makes them chshivi, that makes them significant. But Tanya, I'll prove to you that that's not true. Because there's a Mishnah that says, soifi ta'inim, if you have the end of the figs, the leftover figs, but in your field you have these leftover figs and you also have grapes, or soifi anovim, you have the end of the grapes, the last poor quality grapes, but you're still protecting your field because of you have squash or cucumbers in them. If they're to you significant, if somebody steals it, he will be doing the aveir of stealing. The chayovim b'maiser, and the mechuyev, if they're not Israel, you have to take off maiser from them. Bizmanch ain't balabais makrelaim, but if they're insignificant, mitarmishim gezel, there's no issue of gezel, u pturmishim maiser, and there's no chayiv maiser. So we see from here that if it's not important to you, it's not important, even if it's in a place where everything else is important. Answers the Gemara, Amarava, the concern here is Gzeira Shami Yimtza Gluska Yofa. We're concerned that you may find a nice loaf of bread on Pesach, and that loaf of bread is valuable. That's why, in addition to the Bedika, Chazal told us to do the Bittel. So let's talk about each issue separately. First, let's talk about Pirurin. So the Gemara says here, for Pirurin itself, you don't have to do Bittel. That's what the Gemara says. The only reason you have to do Bittel is because you have a nice loaf. What about for the Pirurin? You don't have to do Bittel because they're not significant. Says the Chazon Ish, you don't have to do Bedika, you don't have to do Bittel for Pirurin. But Bedika, you do have to do for Pirurin. That means when you clean your house or you check your house for Chametz, you have to look even for the Pirurin. You don't have to do Bittel on them, but you have to do Bedika. Now, what does Pirurin mean? So Ramosha says, Pirurin doesn't mean big pieces of bread. I mean, obviously it has to be less than a kazayis. Sfasema says it's a kazayis, but most poskim say, Ramosha says, as long as it's a significant piece of a crumb, that's not peruin. Peruin are only small crumbs. And the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah says like this also, says you have to do bedika on small pieces. You don't have to do bittel. So, what's going to be the halacha? Do we have to check everything for crumbs? Let's say somebody has a large library of svarim. To start checking every sefer for crumbs will never end. So there are two options. One option the Paiskim say is that you only have to check svarim that you might have chametz in. But let's say you have a sefer that you never look into. Unfortunately, maybe a lot of those sefarim. Or you have a sefer that you never bring to the table. So then you don't have to worry because it's a makom she'em achnisim by chametz. Also, another etza is, let's say you have a lot of sefarim that you look into. I heard this b'shem the chazanish. You could sell the sefarim in the chametz. If you won't use those sefarim on Pesach, you could sell those sefarim, and they're no different than anything else. Right. Yeah, I don't look at all yet. Ready? Call it. So that, but you certainly do have to check anywhere that there are crumbs. Now the Gemara says, "Shema yimtza gluska yofa." You may find a nice loaf. So Mefarshim ask obvious question: if we're concerned that you're going to find a nice loaf on Yontif, so what will it help me that I did bittul? I find a nice loaf and I may eat it, so what, or keep it. So what does the bittul help? So the Meiri explains that if a person does bittul, that means he made a declaration that chametz is not nice to him. He wants to nullify it. So such a person, there's less of a concern that if he's going to find chametz, he's going to want to keep it. That's how the Meiri learns. The Shar Mitzvah Baloch has a very different approach. It's a very nice approach. His approach is that when you make bittul, you make an announcement. I'm nullifying the chametz. That announcement of nullification is stronger than any machshava, than any thought you may have that I want to keep the chametz. So that means before you ever got the chametz, you already were mevatel it. But that will only work if you make an announcement out loud to show that that is stronger than any future thought. Because a machshava, a dibur, is stronger than a machshava. And with that, we can understand something. When we talk about bittul, from the beginning of Masechta, we've been describing there are two different approaches in the Rishonim how bittul works. Taisa says the bittul is hefker. I'm announcing that this chametz is ownerless. That's how Taisa says. Rashi, the Ramban, clearly learns the bittul is not hefker. It's a nullification. Now, how does the nullification? What's the mechanics? You don't want the chametz. Now Rashi, the first Rashi on today's shir, is sort of self-contradictory. First Rashi says, "Habaydik tzarich shivata beliboy," and then in the same Rashi, "Samach levdik miyad v'oimer," and then he says it. So is the beliboy is in his heart, or does he have to say it? What's Rashi saying? But what pshat in Rashi? As far as the mechanics of bittul, it's enough beliboy. But now we have another concern: Shema yimsa gluska yofa. For that, it'll only work b'omer if you say it. And now let's continue that Rashi, because it's an important Rashi. And he says, what do you say? Kol chamir de ikra beisa hadein. Any chametz that sits in this home. So according to Rashi, when you do bittul, you only have to mention the chametz in the house. The tor says you don't say the house, you say the ikra b'rishusi. Any chametz that I own. What's the machlokes between Rashi and the tor? According to the tor, just the way the Mefarshim explained, even chametz that I'm not aware of, I could be over by yirah by yimotza. The only way to avoid the problem is by making bittul on any chametz I own anywhere. According to Rashi, if you don't know about the chametz and there's no concern that you're going to find the chametz because it's not in your home, then there's no problem. And this has ramifications. I'll tell you where it has ramifications. Let's say somebody sold his chametz to a rav, and the rav forgot to sell the chametz. So according to the Torah, even chametz you're not aware of, so you own chametz, but you're not aware of it. According to the Torah, you still have a problem by yirah by yimotze, and you have a problem with chametz shavu over Pesach. According to Rashi, you may not have that problem. Continues the Gemara. V'chi mishkach tzle levatli. Ask the Gemara if we're worried that you're going to find a nice loaf. So when you find it, you'll do bittul then. Answers the Gemara. Dilma mishkach tzle lebosi yisura. We're concerned that you're going to find it after this man where chametz is already osur, v'loy b'rishus kaimin, and it's not considered halachically yours v'loy matam v'at, because you only can nullify what you own. Halachically, you don't own it anymore. Damar v'lozer, shnei devarim einu b'rishus shaladim, and there are two things that halachically I don't own, v'asa akasakila b'rishusai, but halacha looks at it l'chumra as if I do own it. V'reilheim bar b'rishus rabim. Let's say I dig a pit in Rishus HaRabim, so we know, we learned Masechet Bava Kama, that if somebody falls into it, I'm responsible. But that doesn't mean I own the Rishus Rabbim. If I dig a pit on Fifth Avenue, it doesn't mean I own Fifth Avenue. The Chometz Meshes Shas Lamala, that halachically I don't own it, because nobody owns it, but I'm responsible by Yirah, by Yimotza. So since it's not mine, I can't be Mevatel it, because I only can be Mevatel something I own. Ask the Gemara of Nevatli Ba'arba of Nevatli B'chomish. So let's do Bittel. Good, we have to do Bittel, as we just finished explaining. Shema Yimtza Gluska Yofa. But why do we have to do the Bittel at night? Let's do the Bittel in the morning, says the Gemara. Kim does Lav's Man Isruhu. There's nothing special about that time. It's not this man where chametz becomes osur. The lav's man biurahu. It's not the time when we have to burn the chametz. Dilma pasha v'lo maftalei. So there's nothing specifically that will trigger me to remember to be mevatlet, and therefore I may forget. Says the Gemara in Nevatel b'shis. So why don't we do it at the sixth hour when I have to burn the chametz? Says the Gemara, kivin d'sur d'rabban alei. At the sixth hour, as we're going to learn, and we learned already, then the chametz is awesome with Rabbanan, kidderais adami. When Chazal make Exera, they fashion it after the Raisa. We now know that midaraisa, when I own chametz, is not mine, when it's awesome with Raisa. The same thing, when it's awesome with Rabbanan, it's too late, it's not mine to make a bittel. The loibur shows the kaimi, it's not considered a my Rishus, the loy matz mevatel, so I no longer could do bittel. Domerav, before we go further, how our minik, however, is that although, as the Gemara told us now, that we do bittel at night, we also do bittel in the morning again. Why do we do bittel in the morning again? Because you might have bought chametz from after bedikas chametz until this man. You had breakfast, you had dinner, and you have more chametz in your house. The bittel that you made won't work. So therefore, you have to do the bittel again in the morning. That's our minik. But, as the Paiskim point out, you have to make sure to do the bittel before this man that you have to burn it. Because once it's this man that you have to burn it, our Gemara says it's not mine that I can do bittel anymore. So you have to be careful to do bittel before this man be you.
Why can't there be one bittel that states specifically that any chametz will be in my possession from...
We're going to get there. Good point. Dom Rav Gidl Omer Rav Chi by Yosef Omer Rav HaMekadish Mishay Shos L'mayla. If somebody marries a woman, and we know from the beginning of Masechet Kedushin that one of the ways Kedushin is affected is by giving the woman money or ring. So Afil B'chuti Kardinaisa, even if you used wheat from Kardinaisa, that's types of mountain where hard wheat grows, Ein Choshin L'Kedushin. The Kedushin is not a Kedushin. So the way Rashi explains it is like this. You went and you were Mekadish and Isha in this man where Chometz is only awesome with Rabbanon. So since according to Rabbanon this Chometz is ownerless, because that's what we said, that when the Chazal said that Chometz is not mutter, it's ownerless. To be Mekadish and Isha, there's two approaches in the Rishonim. They really come to the same place. You either have to give us something that has value, chametz has no value, or you have to give us something which you own. That's why you see the Rav asked the Chassan, do you own this ring? But chametz you don't own. That's why the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. Asks Rashi a very obvious question on himself. Midaraisa, let's say we're talking in this last hour, where the chametz is osim midrabonon, but mutter midaraisa. That means midaraisa, the kedushin is a good kedushin because I still own the chametz. It's only not a good kedushin midrabanan. So how could you say that the woman is not your wife? At least lechumra should be considered your wife. So Rashi says, called the mekadosh, adat rabbanan mekadosh. Every time you marry a woman, you do it. It has to be acceptable to the rabbanan. According to the rabbanan, this marriage is not a marriage, and that's why it's not effective. Because the Chazal have a right to say that this money is not yours. Tysus has a whole different approach. Tysus' approach is that we're not talking about this hour where the chametz is awesome with rabbanon mutter midaraisa. We're talking about chametz which is only chametz with rabbanon. It's chametz noiksha. It's hard wheat. Hard wheat doesn't really get chametz midaraisa. It only becomes chametz with rabbanon if you use that chametz any time from this man that it's awesome midaraisa throughout yontif. Midaraisa, it's a good kedushin because midaraisa it's not chametz. With rabbanon, it's a still not a kedushin, and now we add what Rashi says, the Rabbanan have that ability. There's machloikis how machlokes ha'achroinim, how to learn in Rashi. Does Rashi hold that this chametz is also only chametz drabbanon? So I have two drabbanons here according to Rashi. Number one, the chametz is a chametz drabbanon, and the zman is a zman drabbanon. Or does Rashi hold that this is chametz midaraisa and it's only one drabbanon? Ask the Gemara. Is that true? That after the chametz is usur, I can no longer do bittul? For Tanya, somebody sitting in this medrash. And remember, he has chametz at home. He can make bittul in his heart. Now, that's a very fundamental question. According to Tosfos, that bittul means hefker. How could it be beliboy? You have to speak. So the Rishonim say beliboy means that you have to say it out. It's not enough just to think it. Echad Shabbos vechad Yontif, and this is true whether it's on Shabbos or Yontif. Explains the Gemara. Bishlam Shabbos mishkachas law. Shabbos I can understand. Kigon shechol abos liyis b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is in Shabbos, and it's before the zman, so bittul is still effective. Ela Yontif, but we say that this story is happening on Yontif. Bossi Yisruhu. Yontif by definition is already the zman, where the chametz is already osur, and we're saying that the chametz is already osur, you can no longer do bittul. The case of the bride is talking about you have a Talmud sitting by a shear. And remembers that he has a dough that he made at home, which is not yet quite chametz. But he's concerned that the shear is taking longer, and he's concerned that if he's not going to get home on time because he's busy learning, and the dough may become chametz. So kodem umavatalei. So he goes and he makes bittul mikamei the tachmitz before it becomes chametz. That bittul is effective because you can't make bittul only after it's chametz. But now it's not chametz. What do you have to tell me that he's in the Beis Medrash? Because the point is that he's afraid he's going to get delayed. Shmamim no. So from here we see that even during Pesach you can make bittul on something that isn't yet chametz. And the truth is a lot of people do this. I'll tell you where they do it. People who bake matzahs erev Pesach. So that dough that you use to make the matzah can become chametz. And once it's chametz, you can't do bittul. So what they say when they start baking is that if the dough should become chametz, I'm making it bittul now. And that's effective. Amar Rav Bar Avuna. Amar Rav. Hapasha Ipsa. So the way Mishnah Berurah says this Gemara to understand is as follows. In their world, matzah and chametz look the same. Apparently they look like pita bread.
We'll see that
at
the Masoret
Conference. Right, it could. It looked like pita bread. Now, Pasha Ipsha, so now you have bread that's moldy. So now the question is, and it's in a basket, and you don't know, is it chametz or is it matzah? So the halacha is, kivin shripsa matzah, if most of what was in that basket is matzah, the halacha is muteris. Everything in the basket is muter, and I can assume that it's matzah. Ask the Gemara Hechidomi. What's the situation here? If you know for sure that what you're picking up is chametz, kirufsa matzah may have us. What's the difference if most of what's in this basket is matzah? Chametz is chametz. Ella, the law you didn't obey. Obviously, we don't know if it's chametz, I chametz or I matzah. What it is. So asking my eerie kirufsa matzah, why do I follow the Ra'iv? Afilu kaloi rafsa matzah nami. Even if it isn't a majority matzah, nezel basabasra. The halacha should be that we should follow whatever was put in list. Because miloi tanan, where do we find this concept? That, well, we follow what was put in list, rather than following what's the Ra'iv. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is, that although in halacha, Ra'iv is very strong, stronger than Roiv is something that's obvious, that makes sense. And it makes sense that what's in your basket, what was put in list. Because first in, first out. Milay Tanan. Marsh and Imtzel of Nei Socher Behema. Money, the halach is like this. That money, everybody had to take Maisa Sheini from their produce that grew outside of Israel. In Israel. And you had to take that up to Yerushalayim. It's very difficult to schlep that all to Yerushalayim. So what they used to do is, change it for money, and take that money to Yerushalayim, and use that money to buy items. So now, money that's found in front of animal merchants, lo'ila ma'iser. You always could assume that it's ma'iser. Why could you always assume that it's ma'iser? So Rashi and Tosfos explain, because during Yontif, of course, most of the money is Maisa, because that's when you have all the Jews from the whole country in Yerushalayim. The rest of the year, since people had a lot of money, that they brought Maisa Sheni money, and let's say they didn't use it all up, what did they do? They left it for their friends, relatives, acquaintances in Yerushalayim. If you need an animal, go buy an animal for Shlomim, and you'll have part of it, the Mizbeach will have part of it, the Kohen will have part of it. So you always could assume that the money is Maisa money. And like Tosfos explains, because you have a number of customers in the store, so even though the storekeeper's money may not be Maiser, but you have so many customers, so most of the money in the store is Maiser money. Beharbayis, what about money that's found in the Harbayis is Chulin? Yerushalayim, what about Yerushalayim? B'shasa regal, during Yonta, we assume it's Maiser. B'shayim Maiseshana, the rest of the year, we assume it's Chulin. Let's understand the distinction we made in Yerushalayim between Yontif time and the rest of the year. Since they used to sweep those streets every day, we could assume that the money that's there is the last money. That the first money goes away, the money that you find is the last money that was there. So if the last time it was Yontif, we assume it was Maisa money. If it was earlier, we assume it was not Maisa money. So why don't we say, ask Gemara, Hocha nami neimo, kama kama ozel, the first money went away, v'haide idnuhu, so, and it must be Matzah. And Tosfos explains, how can we have money on the Harabais? You're not allowed to wear your wallet. You're not allowed to take money. You're not allowed to take a wallet to the Harabais. So Tosfos says you're not allowed to carry a wallet open, but if you keep it in your pants, that's okay. So why don't we follow and say that if now it's Pesach, the bread, the pita that I found in here must be matzah? Says the Gemara, Shani Hocha de Pushi Mechichle. Since it's moldy, it seems to be proof that it's old and must be chametz. Frek the Gemara, Iya Pushi Mechichle. If it's moldy, Kirups the matzah my have. What's the difference if it's mostly matzah? Don't we have a clear indication that it's chametz? Amal Rav, a light time shirup the matzah. Don't say that there's more matzah than chametz. That wouldn't make a difference. El shirav you may matzah levei. There are a lot of days of Pesach that passed, so the matzah that I put the first day could have already gotten moldy also. So that's why I assume it's matzah. In fact, my iyachab shita. If it's so many days Pesach passed, and the matzah that I put on the first day might have gotten moldy, so it's obvious that it's matzah. But tzricha de pusha meruba, it's very moldy. Matatemi kivin de pusha meruba, since it's so moldy, igloy milsa devadi chametz ma'ayuhu, it must be chametz, because it was matzah, which is only a couple of days into Pesach. How did it get that moldy? Mashmua kivin shrubu yemeth matzalei. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. Since so many days of Pesach passed, Aminu kol yoyim v'yoyma nahama chamima offer. Every day he baked new warm bread, v'shada levei, and he threw the new warm bread on top of the old bread, v'obshetvei, and that's what made it, the heat made it so moldy. Ask the Gemara, Umi is lina basa basra, is it true that we, why do we go after the last thing? Is that true? V'atanya b'yos b'yudaymer, tevash nishtamsh b'mas chulun or mas meiser. If you have a drawer that you keep in that drawer chulun money and meiser money, imrif chulun chulun. If most of the money in there is chulun, I could assume that the money I pick up is chulun. Imrif meiser. If most of the money that's kept in there is meiser, I say meiser. The money is meiser. Ask the Gemara, following the line that we've been understanding now, v'amai lezel basabasa, when we follow the last thing that was put in there. Answers the Gemara, Amram Nachma Yitzchak, Kokom Maiskinen, Kigon Shinishtam Shiba Mos Chulin, or Mos Meiser. I use the straw to keep Chulin money and Meiser money. Then any day, Meizman Mitzayf, I don't know which one I use last. If I knew for sure which one I use last, then I follow what's last. Here I don't know which one I use last, that's why I have to go Basarayf. Razvir Amar, Kigon Shinishtamish, but Siburin Siburin. I keep in the straw two piles. A pile of Maisa money and a pile of Chulin money, and now I have a coin, and I don't know from which pile the coin came from. Papa, I'm a Kagan Shtakh Buguma. I know what I used last, but this coin I found in a crevice. Now, the point is, even though I know, let's say the last money in here was Chulin, this coin that I found in the crevice might have been left over from before. That's why I go Basarayf. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Again, the Mishnah Berurah says that this really piece of Gemara is not that relevant to us because our matzah and chametz look so different, nobody can make this error. But he says, even in the world where matzah and chametz look the same, says the Mishnah Berurah that the Rabbeinu Chananel says that the discussion of the Gemara is not during Pesach. During Pesach, when you have a question if it's matzah or chametz, don't eat it. The question is after Pesach, will it be considered chametz shavuah of a Pesach, or is it not chametz shavuah of a Pesach? Based on this Gemara, you could say it's not. The Tzlach, the Rebbeinu Peretz and the Tzlach ask another question. When you, the last Gemara we learned about chulin and meiser, the halachan is a dovish yesh l'matirin, something that's anyway going to be mutter, we say is never bottled. Doesn't become nullified because it's going to be mutter. The Gemara Masechta Beis says, if you have a question if something is muksa, you don't eat it on Yontif, because after Yontif you won't have a shayla. So ask the Tzlach, why do I tell you that if the last thing was chulin, or if the roi was chulin, I could eat it? Why could I eat it? Wait to take it up to Yerushalayim, or redeem it, and I won't have any shayla. So the Tzlach says that the only time we say Dovish Yesh L'Matirin is when we have a mixture. So we have a Taruvis, so there, even though normally something may be bottle, a Dovish Yesh L'Matirin doesn't become bottle. Here we don't have a Taruvis, and therefore the concept of Dovish Yesh L'Matirin is irrelevant. Amr Yehuda continues the Gemara HaBoydik, when you make Bedikas Chametz, Tzorach Shivarach, you have to make a Brocha. My Bevarach, what is the exact Brocha you make? Rapapi Amishmei the Rava Levar Chametz. The bracha you make is levar chametz, but papa mishmei the rav amar abir chametz. You make the bracha abir chametz. So before we go in, we're going to learn now Gemara exactly what the right nusach is. Let's speak about bedikas chametz for a moment. The bracha, is levar chametz or abir chametz, like we make. And the question is, when we're doing bedika, so why the bracha should be bedikas chametz? So there are three shitos in the rishonim. One shita is that the mitzvah is not the bedikah. The mitzvah is the beer. Bedikah is just a step how to get to beer. That's the way the Ramah learns. Where's it relevant? If bedikah is just a step how to get to beer, so let's say you're going to do bedikas chametz and your wife did a perfect job and she cleaned the house perfectly, so then you won't have anything to burn. So how do you make a bracha? Where do we find such a concept? The halacha is that you're supposed to say hamapel before you go to sleep. Says the Chayyadah, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you're concerned that you're not going to fall asleep, you shouldn't say hamapel, because it'll be a bracha levatala. The same thing here. If you're not going to find chametz, and there's a chance, a very good chance, you're not going to find chametz, how do you make the bracha? So that's why the minig is, the Ramah says, that we put out pieces of bread, so we know for sure we're going to find chametz. And that's why we can make the bracha and know that's not going to be a bracha levatala. But the Chayt Yaakov says, we'll talk about this more in future shiurim, that you shouldn't put out the bread yourself. You should have somebody else put out the bread, because otherwise then the bedika will not be real. The other Rishonim learn that the mitzvah is the bedika in its own. Bedika for itself is a mitzvah. Why was it said in the Lashon of Al-Bir? It was only said Al-Bir because we want to use a Lashon of action. Bedika itself is not action. A third shita is that bedika, the bracha is not on the bedika, nor on the beer. The bracha is on the bittel that we learned at the beginning of the shiur today, that you have to do bittel. The only thing is that bittel is something that's not an action, and it's a davar shebelev, it's only in your heart, and a bracha always is an action. That's why we say beer, but we mean the bittel. Now there's another question: why don't we make a shachiyanu? So I saw a few answers to that question in the Rishonim. One answer is that the bracha shachiyana we're going to make on Yontif goes on the bedikas chametz also. Another shita is that anything that isn't specific time, you can't make a shachiyana. And as we learned in the previous year, bedikas chametz doesn't necessarily have to take place the night of Pesach. Let's say you leave your house the day after Pesach, we learned yesterday, and you're not going to be home till next year Pesach, you do bedikas chametz on Nisru Chag. So since it's not a specific time, you don't make a shachiyanu. Another thing is the whole point of the bracha is to get rid of chametz. Now that may not be something you're happy about. Let's say you have a lot of chametz, so you can't make shachiyanu v'kimonu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh and then throw out tons of chametz. So that's why we don't make a shachiyanu. in general, they say you don't make a shechiyon on something which is only to prevent something, not something which in itself is a positive action. So we said, now there's a machlokes what the nusach is, albir or levar. Says the Gemara, the levar, to say the terminology of levar, kula am loy pligi devad elabo mashma. Everybody agrees that that's good nusach, because it means what will happen in the future. I'm going to do bedikas chometz. Ki pligi, the machlokes is albir, about the terminology of albir. Mash sova mi kara mashma. One man dama holds that albir means something in the past, and that's why it's inappropriate. I'm going to do the bedikas chametz. I didn't do it. On matzav al haba mashma, it also means into the future. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the nusach of the bracha by Mila is baruch hashem kishor b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu al hamila. Now the question is, if al hamila means in the past, how could you say that? You should say lomo. Ask the Gemara, hosam heichin neimi. What do you want the Moel to say? Name a Lomel. Do you want him to say Lomel? That's incorrect. Loisagya, the Lav Iyamol. If there's a Moel who's not the father of the baby, how can he say Lomel? Lomel means, I must do the Mila. A Moel doesn't have to do the Mila. He's not the father of this child. So that's why I have no choice but to say Al HaMila. So Tosfos explains, from here we see that everybody agrees that Al Hamila or Albir Chometz means the future. Just Rav Papi says that Levar is a stronger way of saying it than Al Hamila or Albir Chometz, but I have no choice, I have to say it. Ivia Ben Michael Maimer. So good, that's if you have an outsider who's doing the Mila. But what about if a father's doing it? He does have to do it. What should he say? Says the Gemara, Enechanami. The Gemara says, now, there's a difference if the father makes the bris mila versus an outsider. The father should say lomul, and the outsider should say al hamila. From here, the Rosh takes, says, that we see that there's an inyan that the father himself should make the bris. We see that he's much more. He has a chiv to make the bris. Now, the Tzoyis HaChoshin asks a question. If I had a baby, and I can't do the bris mila, and I ask a male to do it, so he becomes my shliach. Shliach shaladim kamaisai. So why can't he make the same brach as I do? So the Tzoyis HaChoshin answers a very big chiddush, that when somebody is doing a mila, when a male does a mila, he doesn't become a shliach. What happens is the father abdicates his chiyuv, and then after the father abdicates his chiyuv, then he's like any other Jew who has to see that every Jewish child should have a bris mila, but he's not my shliach, and that's why he can't use the same nusach as I do. Ask the Gemara another question. By shchita, the halach is meisay baruch hashem kishor b'mitzvayso tzvan al shchita. According to Rav Papi, should say lishchot. Ask the Gemara hosam nami again there. Heichin neimi, exactly what do you want to say? Name a lishchot. Do you want him to say lishchot? V'sagid delavi yishachet. Must I be a shochet to shecht animals on behalf of everybody else? That's why I can't say lishchot, which seems to mean that I have to do it. Says the Gemara, Pesach v'kotch Michael Meimer. A piece of meat I don't have to shecht. A piece of poultry I don't have to shecht. Don't eat. But what are you going to say in a carbon? I have to shecht. Michael Meimer. Says the Gemara, you're right. Enochanami. There, if you're shechting a carbon, you should say lishchot. Meisvei, the Brisa says, ha'oisav lulav la'atzmoi, if somebody makes a lulav, varuch shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman ezeret. You make a shechiyonu. Our meaning is not to make the shechiyonu. We make a shechiyonu when we take the lulav, the dalaminim on yontif, and that works retroactively for when we set up the dalaminim. Not the lotzisbei. When I take the dalaminim to do the mitzvah, again, we shouldn't say alnatilas lulav. We should say litoy lulav. Says the Gemara, shani hasn the beidn be the agva nafik be. Once I pick up the lulav, once I pick up the dalaminim, I already was yoytza, because the whole mitzvah is lakachtem lachem, just to take it. So I can't say litoy lulav. It's already afterwards. That's why I say alnatilas lulav. As Tosfos, if I was already yaitza, how could I make a bracha? The halacha is you could only make a bracha before you did the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done, it's too late. So Tosfos says the mitzvah is not complete. Why is the mitzvah not complete? Because even though I picked up the lulav to do the mitzvah, I still have more to do with it. I have to shake the lulav by halal. So since I didn't finish the mitzvah, the halacha is that let's say you started a mitzvah. It's very relevant halacha. Let's say you started a mitzvah and you forgot to make the bracha. As long as you didn't finish doing the mitzvah, you could still make a bracha. But you weren't finished the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah continues. But our minig, the Rishonim explain, is that we should not pick it up, the lulav and the esrig, the way it grows, because then you're going to have the shayla, maybe you did finish the mitzvah. Our minig is that you should pick up at least the esrig upside down, or others have the shita that you should have in mind that you don't want to be yoitz the mitzvah until I actually make the bracha. Therefore, you were not yoitz the mitzvah and you can make the bracha. But according to Tosfos, let's say you didn't do that, you didn't have that in mind, or you accidentally picked up the esrig right way, right side up, you could still make the bracha if you're going to still use it by halal.
According to Armini, why don't we say I'll
leave
to Lulav?
We'll get to it. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that you already yoitz the mitzvah, let's look at what it said in the Braisa. It's by the Braisa that I'm going to be yoitz the mitzvah. Yoitz ba me boilei. I already was yoitz. Answers the Gemara and Echanami. You're right. What the Braisa should have said was Yotzba. So the cause Mishum the Kabbaila missed the Seifa. Since we're going to learn the Seifa, Leisha B'Sukkah, that we're going to sit in the Sukkah, there you're making the bracha before, you make the bracha before you write the mitzvah. That's why Tanin Nami Reisha Lotzisba. But truthfully, by the Lulav, you already Yotzba, because the moment you pick it up, you were Yotzba. The Tani Seifa, why do we have to use this terminology? Because the Seifa of this Braisa continues teaching us. Again, we said before that we say this bracha only on Yontif. The Hilchasa, but the halacha is Albir Chametz. That we don't say Levar Chametz, we say Albir Chametz. So Tosfos says, and we don't paskin like Tosfos, what the Gemara means to say Albir Chametz means that really the right thing to say is Levar Chametz. If you said Albir Chametz, it's also acceptable. But that's not the way we paskin. The way we paskin is that we say Albir Chametz L'chatchila. Why? So there are a few answers. The Ramban says, the Gemara Masechta Bracha says, B'chaysav shel adam nikar mutamut chachem. The way a person says a bracha, we can know he's a Talmud Chacham. So if somebody's going to say Levar Chametz, that's easy. That certainly works. If somebody says Albir Chametz, that means he learned today's daf. And he knows that you're Yaitza. And we want to show you your Talmud Chacham, that's why you should say Albir Chametz. Other Rishonim explain that in any mitzvah, and that's why we say it by all these mitzvahs, that you could be Yaitza through a Shliach, you say Albir Chametz. And that's why, even if you make your own bris, you make the bris for your own child, we don't say Lomol, we say Al Hamila. Says the Gemara, the Kula Alma Miyami Karbina Levruchin, that you have to, everybody agrees that you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Menolan, how do we know this? Dabar Rav Yehuda Meshmul, Kol HaMitzvos Mevarach Lehem Ovel Siyosin. All mitzvahs you should make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, my mashma da hai oiver lishna de gdumihu. Where do we know that the word oiver means before? Amram nachma yitzchak dama kra, the yoretz achimatz derech hakikar, there Avshalom died, and they were going to inform David of this, and it says achimatz ran ahead, the yaver is a kushi. He went ahead. So we see, oiver means ahead. Abayam mahocha vu over lefnein, he went before them. Vibay say mahocha, Yav Malk, this is where Yaakov went in front of his family. Vibay say mahocha, Yav Malk Mufneim, Vashem Beroshim. Kadosh Baruch Hu went Lufneim Beroshim, the Yavar in front. So the Ritva asked the obvious question. Why did the Gemara use a lashon oiver, which then we have to spend a couple of lines understanding what oiver means? We should have said, Kol HaMitzvos, Mevarech, Kaidim Lasiyasim, and then we wouldn't have any question what it means. Ritva says the reason the Gemara used the terminology of oiver is to teach it that you have to make the bracha right before you do the mitzvah. If it would say kaidim, it means you can make the bracha now and do the mitzvah who knows when later. Oiver means do the mitzvah, make the bracha, and do the mitzvah immediately after. The Miri says that what does oiver mean? Oiver means that whatever you're using to do the mitzvah should be right in front of you. that let's say you're making a bracha on the dalam minim, so Oiver teaches us that you should have the dalam minim in front of you, not just make the bracha and then decide to take the lulav and the esrig out of your cases. Says the Gemara, Beirav Amri, chutz min tefillah v'shofar. There are two exceptions to this rule, where the halacha is that you make the bracha after you do the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam tefillah, the kat gavi lechazi. Tefillah, you can't. Tefillah means when somebody goes to the mikvah, you make the bracha after you go in, because when you go in, you can't make a bracha. So Rashi explains why not. Rashi says that we're referring to a balkeri, that we learned in Masech the brachas about balkeri can't make a bracha. So he has to go into the mikvah, be toivel, immerse himself, then he could say a bracha. Taisa says we're talking about a ger, somebody who's becoming a convert, so before he's Jewish, he can't make a bracha. So first go to the mikvah, toivel yourself, and then make a bracha, because you're making a bracha as a Jew. Tosfos continues and says, what about our netilas yadayim? Our minig is that we make the netilas yadayim after we wash our hands. Why should you make the bracha after you wash your hands? You should make the bracha before. So Tosfos says that since a part of the mitzvah is drying your hands, so even if you make the bracha after you wash your hands, but before you dry your hands, you're still making the bracha before you did the mitzvah, because drying is an integral part of the mitzvah. But what about any other time a person goes to the mikvah? What is the halacha? So many Rishonim say that you have to make the bracha before you immerse yourself. If a woman who's in need goes to the mikvah, she should make the bracha first. Taisa says that even in that situation, the bracha is made afterwards. Why? Because they're afraid that they may get scared to immerse themselves. And then it'll turn out there was a bracha of atala, and that's why they immerse themselves, so they know that they did it, and then they make the bracha. The Shlosh says, and this is our minig, the Ramah says this, that a woman goes to the mikvah, she should immerse, make a bracha, and then immerse herself again. And that's our minig. Shofar my timer. Now, but we said there's one other exception, shofar. Ask the Gemara, why by shofar do you make the bracha afterwards? That we're concerned that if you're going to make the bracha before you blow the shofar, and then you can't get a call, you can't get a sound out, or the shofar may break. So then by shechita mila also, why don't we make the bracha before the shechita? Maybe something will happen to the knife. Maybe the shechita won't be good. Maybe the mila won't work. You're right. By shofar, we make the bracha before. The only exception is tefillah. Dimri Emes says, why was there a Havamina that we should treat Shofar different? So Emes says like this, we know that Masechta Shoshan, the Gemara says that we do many things La'arviv as Satan, that the Satan should know we're going to do the mitzvah Shofar. So the Gemara thought, don't make a bracha before we blow the Shofar, because we don't want to know, let the Satan know that we're going to do the mitzvah. Right. So blow, and then afterwards make the bracha.
What were they doing until then?
Practicing. Well, you're practicing. He won't know you're doing a mitzvah.
What bracha, how were they doing?
You would blow, and then make a bracha, and then blow again. But the first blowing was without the Satan being aware of it. Itma tanya nam yehochi, tova v'olvo, if somebody was tova, bali also I'm a bracha, kishon mitzvah, tzvah natfila, you make the bracha only when you come up. Now Taisvis, on Amar Aleph, discusses the following shayla. He says, when by a bris, there are two brachas made. There's a bracha of alamila, which the mail makes before the bris, which works very well. And then there's another bracha that's made, lach nisoy bebrisoy shel Avraham Avinu. That bracha is only made after the actual milah. As Taisus, we said the brachas have to be made before the mitzvah. So Taisus says that the bracha of lach nisoy bebrisoy shel Avraham Avinu is not a brichas a mitzvah, it's a brichas a shvach. A brichas a shvach you can make even after the mitzvah is actually done. Another teretz I saw is a very beautiful teretz. In the mitzvah of milah, there are two aspects. There's one aspect that you have to make a milah. And there's another aspect that every Jew has to be circumcised, has to be gemalad. So the bracha of ala milah is going on the mitzvah of a milah. So that you have to make before you actually do the milah. The bracha of lachnitz of b'ritzah shel Avraham Avinu is not a bracha on the actual circumcision. The bracha is that we are circumcised, that we are gemalad. That bracha you can make after the milah, because it goes for the rest of your life that we will be Baruch Hashem Gemalot.